The following is a broadcast of 1-800-LAW-CALL. You know, just getting back to the story that we did before about the cardiologist who dismissed his patient, and it took a digestive specialist to figure out that he had a severe heart attack, or heart problem, rather. Yep. Is there anything that, at that point, when he dismissed the patient to go home, is there anything that the patient or maybe a family member could have done to ask for another opinion or even question why he was being dismissed?
I think that the family member certainly could question why he was being dismissed, but I don't think that any of the clients that I know over these many years would have been sophisticated enough, unless they were health care givers themselves, to have said, wait a minute, give me a CAT scan to rule out an aortic dissection. I don't think anybody is responsible to know that. I think we all are have been placed in a position, legally, we have the position of being able to trust and rely upon the advice of our physicians and surgeons. And so when a physician or surgeon comes to us and says, this is unusual chest pain, I believe it's due to indigestion, we did tests and studies, we believe that, the patient has an absolute right to rely upon the representations, the advice and counsel of his or her physician or surgeon. And that's all this person did. The family went home.
Yeah. You know, in 15 years or 15 years ago, we wouldn't be talking about the story we're about to talk about because there were no blogs 15 years ago.
That's true.
But we're getting so much information today from non-traditional sources. You know, the traditional sources were magazines, newspapers, you know, the print media. And, of course, we've had cable television that has advanced so much, too. So they're all different. Now it's blogs. And almost anybody can be a blogger out there. But this one particular blogger has some very, very interesting ideas here about a medical mistake reporting system that could make healthcare a lot safer.
It is possible. The Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, which is a new one, on me anyway, which is a division, folks, of the Department of Health and Human Services, we've all heard of them, they are proposing to create a consumer reporting system for patient safety events. And what they're proposing to do is to have patients and caregivers who either have suffered or witnessed a medical mistake or a, quote, near miss at a healthcare provider, such as a hospital, a doctor, or pharmacy, would be able to report the incident to the AHRQ through a website, phone lines, and or hospital kiosk. It sounds a little strange, but such be the case. So what they're saying is, we're now going to have a repository of national information for essentially patients who have witnessed a medical mistake or a near miss. I don't know about the caregivers calling this group up.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, the caregivers, I don't know if they would be wanting to, you know, kind of tout, report somebody else in their field.
Yeah, well, you know, the tendency is not to do that, not to be critical, but that's the tendency and that's the way it is. So they're talking about estimates of what they could save if this reporting system worked. And they estimate, that's the inspector general we're talking about now, that 14% of Medicare beneficiaries in these United States experience adverse events during hospital stays. So we're talking only about hospital stays now. 134,000 patients affected on a yearly basis at a cost of, get this, folks, $324 million a month.
A month?
A month.
I thought it was bad enough it was a year, but
That doesn't have to do, those are adverse events during hospital stays. Now, the Institute of Medicine, folks, that's just another group, estimates that 98,000 Americans die. Now, we're just talking about deaths now. Before, we were just talking about adverse events. Now, we're talking about deaths. That's kind of the most serious adverse event.
Sure.
In hospital every year due to malpractice. So you can estimate the cost of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, the precedent is already there. I mean, we had the Food and Drug Administration has something like this.
Even for cars.
Yeah, the Consumer Reports digest.
Yeah,
right?
We have it for cars. We have it for credit cards. We don't have it for medical care. And so that's what they're proposing. And I think it is a great idea if it's administered properly.
I think it's going to take some time to get it off the ground to make sure that everybody is on the same page.
Well,
to begin with,
I agree with you.
Doctors, hospitals.
There's no question. Look, in August, Consumer Reports, which some people really rely upon, published for the first time its hospital safety ratings. Well, it only included 18% of the hospitals. I wonder why.
Well, that's a start anyway, you know.
We'll call it a good start.
Yeah.
We'll call it a good start. But wouldn't it be wonderful if they could get 100% of hospitals to report?
Well, you could shame the others. Another, you get a significant number after a while, right? 18%.
I don't know that you're going to, Frank, do you really think we're going to shame them into this?
Well, if you start getting about 65 or 68 or 72%.
Yeah, the other 30 going to be shamed? I don't think so.
Well, they're going to say, okay, they might lose business.
They can say it's a shame.
Well, yeah, but couldn't they lose business as the result? Look,
I don't know.
The Health Consumer Digest or whatever they're going to call it or whatever, it doesn't list you here. So we're not going to go to you.
If the American public would get together and coordinate that effort and put that kind of pressure on the responsible institutions to report, I might even agree with you. But so far, with 18% data, it is so sorely lacking as to be, we can call it a good start. It is certainly not very helpful yet.
But if they can do it with automobiles and car equipment and, you've read Consumer Reports.
I have.
Many times.
I have.
I think about the
efficiency of the door on my refrigerator. I've read
it. Right. Exactly.
Really interesting stuff there about the butter keeper or whatever that
right.
thing is, or the veggie crisper.
Right. So if they
I've read
that.
Consumer's Reports.
And, I think it has some merits, but it's not going to happen overnight. No question.
Nothing in this country happens overnight.
No, especially if the government gets involved.
And here you go, Frank.
Yeah,
but the concept, I think, is interesting.
I do, too.
And that's why we wanted to bring it to the attention of our listeners, because our listeners are on the cutting edge.
Yep.
That's what we try and do.
So we're throwing it out there, and let us know what you think, guys.
Yeah, it's the Agency for Health Care Research and Quality, folks, the AHRQ. If you want to try and find it online, they have a website.
The views and opinions expressed on WCBN by the host, guest, and panelists do not necessarily reflect those of the owners, management, or advertisers of the station. Proper legal advice depends on a complete analysis of all facts and circumstances. The legal advice given during this program is intended as general information only, and no attorney-client relationship is created with callers or listeners to this program.